Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is Emily Osmond
and Coraline de Tagle
from the Legion of Mary in St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Today is December 21, 2018, 4 days before Christmas. So after our Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about the Christmas traditions throughout the world. And after that, we will say again the novena for priests.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy, with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet, in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins
and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Christmas traditions in Europe. Christmas, the origin and the name given to this celebration are different depending on the country. For example, for the French word Noël definitely comes from the Latin word natalis, or meaning birth. The masses of Christ held by English evangelists in December gave birth to the English word Christmas. The Holy Night is translated in German as Weihnacht, taking place in the last few days of December. This holiday is not celebrated in the same way in every country. There are many symbols attached to this holiday in Europe, and each country has kept its own identity and traditions, while enriching them with influences from various other sources. This diversity and richness prove the importance given by Europeans to the Christmas holiday. Here are some examples. Examples: Advent, its crown in its calendar. Advent corresponds to the four-week period that precedes the arrival, Adventus in Latin, of baby Jesus, that is, Christmas. In certain parts of Germany, Advent begins on the 11th of November, on St. Martin's Day. Depending on the country, various saints, St. Martin, St. Catherine, St. Eligius, St. Barb, St. Nicholas, or St. Lucia, are honored in a meaningful way during this period. These celebrations sometimes become more important than Christmas itself. Advent crown. The Advent crown, made of woven fir branches and four candles representing the four seasons of the year, appeared quite late in the Protestant regions of Germany. It reached Scandinavia before spreading to various other countries. The four candles are lit one by one on each of the four Sundays before Christmas. The Advent calendar is a tradition of German origin aimed to encourage children to be patient until Christmas. Thus, in order to feel that they have less time to wait, children are given an Advent calendar at the beginning of December, which has 24 little doors. Every evening, they open one door, the last one being opened on Christmas Eve, just before the arrival of Santa Claus. Originally, the closed doors hid pious images that have been replaced nowadays with sweets. The first Advent calendar is thought to date back to 1851. The Christmas tree. The evergreen Christmas tree, like ivy and holly, is a symbol of eternal life. This tradition is first mentioned in the 16th century in Alsace, but as early as the 11th century, the houses seem to have been decorated with greenery taken from trees. Very early on, the Christmas tree was covered with various decorations and candles to light it up when Christmas came. In Hungary, for example, the tree is decorated with biscuits, sweets, and chocolates, which can be eaten from December 24, making sure that the colored wrappers are not removed so as not to leave the tree bare. In the 18th century, the Christmas tree reached the whole of Germany and then spread to many other countries. However, certain countries, such as Italy and Spain, were long reluctant to adopt this tradition. In Greece, the Christmas tree does not exist, but people grow a Christmas rose called elibor. The Christmas crib, which reminds us of the Nativity, first appeared in Italy and underwent considerable development in other southern Catholic countries of Europe, such as Spain and Portugal, as well as in France and southern Germany after the 13th century. In the early Middle Ages, cribs were set up in churches and liturgical games. Nativity games were organized on Christmas night. Set up in a cave or more modestly in a stable, the traditional crib gradually became commonplace in the homes of churchgoers. At that time, it included only the main characters, baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the three wise men, the angel Gabriel, not to mention the donkey and the bullock. However, in certain countries, other characters are traditionally included in the nativity scene. This is particularly the case in Poland, where national heroes represented by small figurines are included alongside the crib characters. Moreover, the French Jean-Louis Lagnel invented in the 18th century small clay figurines, very colorful, representing little characters from the south of France that included in the nativity scene. These are known as the Santos de Provence and have been since quite popular. Christmas markets originated in the Middle Ages. The oldest are those taking place in Vienna in Austria and Munich in Germany. In 1570, Strasbourg organized its first Christmas market. This is the Christkindlesmarkt, Baby Jesus Market, which still takes place today. Christmas markets bring the opportunity to discover various culinary specialties, as well as Christmas decorations, cribs, and other objects made by craftsmen. They bring a holiday atmosphere to cities waiting for Christmas Day. Since ancient times, the Romans would give each other gifts during the Saturnales festival in honor of Saturn, celebrated in ancient Rome at the winter solstice. Whether it is St. Nicholas' Day, St. Basil's Day, Christmas, New Year's Eve, or even Epiphany, we have continued the tradition of offering gifts. The Roman word strene became eternes, gifts, in the French language. In the Netherlands, St. Nicholas, or Sinterklaas, is celebrated on December 5. This holiday is much more important than Christmas itself. TV channels even broadcast St. Nicholas' arrival. Sinterklaas is said to live in Spain and spend a good part of the year checking up on the behavior of Dutch children. As for his servant, Per Fotard, he is in charge for preparing the gifts for the good children. They arrive both in the Netherlands aboard a steamboat during the night of 5 to 6 December. They travel over the roofs of the houses, and Zwart Piet goes down the chimneys to deliver the gifts, which is why his clothes are black with soot. In northern Germany, St. Nicholas is also widely celebrated, as he is in Belgium and Austria. Each year on December 13, Sweden celebrates St. Lucia at a feast of light. The legend of Lucia, holy martyr of Syracuse, probably dates from the 4th century. It tells how Lucia helped Christians who were persecuted by the Romans to survive by bringing them food in the hiding places. To light her way, she wore a crown of candles. On December 13, young Swedish girls dressed in long white night gown and wearing a crown of candles like Saint Lucia, going around their houses giving cakes to their families. Father Christmas, also known as Santa Claus in English, Babbo Natale in northern Italy, whom we know today with his white beard and red costume inherited from a various brand of drink, did not appear until recently in folklore in Anglo-Saxon countries. He lives in the north of Finland with his faithful reindeer. Father Christmas arrives by sleigh the night of December 24 to distribute presents to good children by going down the chimney. Saint Basil, in Greek and Syrian traditions, there is not a Father Christmas with a white beard and red suit to give presents to children. It is Saint Basil who distributes presents on January 1st. In Spain, the wise kings Melchior, Gaspar, Balthasar occupy a prominent place in Christmas celebrations, similar to Father Christmas in other countries. On January 6, Spanish children stand at the door or window of the house, their slippers full of food for the wise men and oats for their camels. They hope thus to exchange presents with these men who came from the Orient and are tired from their journey. The wise kings bring toys to good children and coal to naughty children. In Finland, according to one legend, Father Christmas was supposed to be the fourth wise man, living too far north on the planet to see the shepherd star. He never got to Bethlehem to see baby Jesus. Christmas in North America. Christmas traditions in North America are traditions and are numerous and varied. Each nation in Canada and the USA which celebrates Christmas has many traditions of its own. Some traditions, like Santa Claus, have been imported from Europe and transformed according to business laws. In 1863, Santa Claus got its red clothes, white beard, and a sleigh with reindeer. This fact gradually resulted in commercialism of Christmas, not only in North America, but also all over the world. According to popular beliefs, both Canadians and Americans claim that Santa is living in their territory. Between the 26th of December and the 6th of January, people in Canadian provinces in Newfoundland and Nova Scotia observe the tradition of mummering. Group of people or bell snicklers wearing special costumes walk from house to house. There they knock on someone's door and speak in disguised voice. They say, "Are there any mummers in the night?" or "Any mummers allowed in?" which means, "Are mummers allowed in the house?" After that, they sing and dance. They are offered some biscuits and drinks. There are several variations of this tradition. For example, if the host does not recognize those speaking in disguised voice, she or he has to join them and continue to mummer with them. Bell snicklers sometimes ask kids if they are good, and if they say yes, they get some candies. In Labrador City, Newfoundland, there is a Christmas light-up contest. People decorate their houses with lights. They also make snow and ice sculptures in their front gardens. In Labrador, people give turnips to children. Inside a turnip, people dig a small hole and put a candle inside. Lovely part of Canadian Christmas season are so-called cookie baking parties. Family members bake certain Christmas biscuits, and together with the recipe for it, they bring it to a party. During Christmas, Canadians often buy sweets called barley candy and chicken bones. Barley candy is sold on a small stick. It is shaped like Santa, Christmas tree, or something like that. Chicken bones are pink candies which taste like cinnamon. When this part of candy is melted in your mouth, you get to the part made of milk chocolate. In Quebec, people decorate their homes with a crèche or a nativity scene. After attending a midnight mass, people have a Christmas dinner or réveillon. Out of many Christmas delicacies, let's mention two, meat pie, tortilla, and meatballs, boulets. In the past, people even used meat of the passenger pigeon or wild pigeon. This pigeon is now extinct. It's interesting to mention that the word tortilla comes from the French word tort, or passenger pigeon. Christmas season in Quebec ends on the 6th of January. It's a feast called La Fête du Roi, or Party of the King. People prepare a special cake and hide a bean inside. People who finds it when eating the cake is declared a king or a queen. In San Felipe Pueblo, New Mexico, local Native American communities still perform very special Christmas Eve dance. A priest performs his sermon and leaves. Little bit after his departure, a bird call is heard. The sound is created by a person blowing into a shallow plate of water through a hollow reed. Then, with the sound of drum, dancers arrive moving towards the altar. Dancers wear masks, costume made of animal skins, shells, feathers, and so on. On the head of each dancer has antlers. Dancers perform four dances: deer, turtle, eagle, and buffalo. Okay. Special Christmas tree ship brings Christmas trees to Hawaii on Thanksgiving Day. Santa Claus also arrives by boat. During Christmas season, strange people, little people, can be seen in shops of Hawaii. They are menehunes. They used to live in Hawaii before the arrival of Polynesian population. Nowadays, locals say that the menehunes are Santa's helpers. Polish Americans cover their kitchen floor and their table with some straw. This is done to remind everyone of the place where Jesus was born. When setting a table, two places are left for Mary and baby Jesus in case they arrive and ask for a place to stay. Christmas in South America. Christmas in South America is a bright, colorful holiday. It is celebrated with a lot of passion. Similarities between countries are due to the fact that most people in Latin America are Roman Catholics. Christmas tree in Argentina does not have to be a coniferous one. People decorate all kinds of trees. Christmas in Argentina is celebrated in summer, but many miss winter and snow, which is by most people associated with Christmas. People make cotton balls symbolizing snow. They put them on their Christmas tree. Almost every house prepares their own nativity scene or pesebre. Pesebre is put next to Christmas tree. Pesebre exists all over South America. Cola de mono or monkey's tail is a very popular Chilean drink. Many people drink it during Christmas holidays. The drink contains aguardiente, rum, coffee, milk, and anise. Popular Christmas dishes are cazuela de ave, pan de pascua. Cazuela de ave is a chicken soup with potatoes, onions, and corn. And pan de pascua is a cake made of candied fruits, raisins, and walnuts and almonds. It was brought to Chile by German immigrants. In the week preceding Christmas, religious and other organizations and communities of Cusco, Peru organize so-called chocolatadas. Poor children get a cup of hot chocolate and maybe a small present. Christmas Eve meal. Exactly at midnight on Christmas Eve, Bolivians set off firecrackers. People of Bolivia have their big Christmas meal when they return from the midnight mass or Misa de Gallo, Mass of the Rooster. It is also possible to have a meal on Christmas Day. Many different dishes are served. Christmas morning is time for natilla or buñuelos. Natilla is a custard-like pudding made with cornstarch, and buñuelos are fritters with some white cheese inside. In Colombia, Christmas season starts on the 7th of December, which is the day of La Virgen de la Immaculada Concepción, or the Virgin of the Immaculate Conception. People in Colombia also call it El Día de las Velitas, or the Day of Candles. On that day, people light lines of thin candles in front of their homes, churches, etc. Everybody is having a good time. There's a lot of food. Each night from 16th until 24th of December, people in Colombia pray La Novena de Aguinaldos. Through these prayers, people spiritually get closer to true meaning of Christmas. People also sing villancicos or Christmas carols. The novena can be organized by several families or it is hosted by grandparents. In Ecuador, there are beautiful Christmas Day processions. Groups of natives walk from their mountain homes with decorated llamas. They bring fruit and other stuff to ranches owned by their employers. A month or even more before Christmas, kids in Ecuador write a letter to the baby Jesus, just like we do. In this letter, kids write about their behavior in the past year and wishes for Christmas presents they would love to get. Ecuadorians use cypress as their Christmas trees. Aguinaldos are traditional songs performed during Christmas season in Venezuela. Musical instruments used in these songs are the cuatro, or a small guitar, and the maracas. Few weeks before Christmas, people in Guyana start the breaking up of the house. People clean their house top to bottom. The number one delicacy served for the Christmas meal in Guyana is the black cake. The preparation of this dark, dense cake starts about 2 months before Christmas. The presepio or nativity scene is especially popular in the northeast of Brazil. The first presepio was made in the 7th century in the city of Olinda by the Franciscan friar Gaspar de Santo Agostino. In the north of Brazil, people perform a play called The Shepherds. What differs in the Brazilian version of this play from that existing in Mexico is the fact that Brazilians have shepherdesses and a gypsy who tried to kidnap baby Jesus. Papa Noel, Father Christmas, is the one who brings presents. Due to hot weather, Papa Noel wears silk clothes. There is also a lovely tradition organized among friends and family. It's called Amigo Secreto, Secret Friend. At the beginning of December, all those participating write their name on a piece of paper. Then each person takes one paper but does not reveal whose name is written on it. The following weeks, messages are exchanged. To hide their two identity, people use false names. On Christmas Day, participants gather, reveal who their secret friends are, and give them special presents.
Christmas in the Philippines begins very early. The playing of Christmas carol in shops can start in September. The formal Christmas celebrations start on the 16th of December, when many people go to the first of 9 pre-dawn or early morning masses. The last mass is on Christmas Day. The Christmas celebrations continue to the first Sunday in January, when the Epiphany, or the Feast of the Three Kings, is celebrated. In the Philippines, the early masses held before Christmas are called Misa de Gallo, or Simbang Gabi in Filipino. Christmas customs in the Philippines are a mixture of Western and native Filipino traditions. Christianity became widely known in the Philippines in the 1500s when the missionaries from the countries like Portugal and Spain traveled to the area. So people in the Philippines have Santa Claus or Santa Claus, Christmas trees, Christmas cards, and Christmas carols from Western countries. They also have their own Christmas traditions, such as the parol, which is a bamboo pole or frame with lighted star lantern on it. It is traditionally made from bamboo strips and colored Japanese paper or cellophane paper and represents the star that guided the wise men. It is the most popular Christmas decoration in the Philippines. Christmas Eve is very important in the Philippines. Many people stay awake all night into Christmas Day. During Christmas Eve evening, Christians go to church to hear the last Simbang Gabi, or the Christmas Eve Mass. This is followed by a midnight feast called Noche Buena. The Noche Buena is a big open house celebration with family, friends, and neighbors dropping in to wish everybody Merry Christmas. Most households would have several dishes laid out and would normally include lechon, which is roasted pig, ham, fruit salad, rice cakes, bibingka, or puto bongbong are traditional Filipino foods, and other sweets, steamed rice, and many different types of drinks. Christmas in Africa. Now that holiday is in full swing, we thought we'd like to look into the different countries in Africa celebrating Christmas. Christianity has been on the continent since the middle of the first century, and approximately 350 million of Africans are Christians. So they have a lot of time to develop their own unique holiday traditions like masquerade parties, dining al fresco. Here is a roundup of the most interesting ones that we have found. In Ethiopia follows an ancient Julian calendar and celebrates the holiday on January 7. Traditionally referred to as Gana, an Ethiopian Christmas typically begins with a day of fasting, followed by church services and a feast that includes stew, vegetables, and sourdough bread. Though most friends and families do not exchange gifts, communities gather to play games and sports and enjoy the festivities together before returning to work. Christmas in Ghana coincides with the end of cocoa harvest and beginning on December 1, 4 weeks before Christmas. Families decorate their homes and neighborhoods like we do here in the U.S. using lights, candles, and sparkly ornaments. For most Ghanaians, it's just the beginning. On Christmas Day, things really kick into full swing, starting with a family meal. usually consisting of goat, vegetable, and soup, and followed by a church service for the whole community and a colorful holiday parade. In Liberia, Santa who? In Liberia, you're most likely to see the old man Baika, the country devil, who instead of giving presents, walks up and down the street begging for them on Christmas Day. And instead of hearing the usual Merry Christmas greetings, expect to hear Liberians say, "My Christmas on you." It's basically a saying that means, "Please give me something nice for Christmas." The Democratic Republic of Congo. Christmas Eve is very important. Churches host big musical evenings. Many churches have at least 5 or 6 choirs and a nativity play. This place lasts a very long time, starting at the beginning of the evening with the creation and the Garden of Eden, and ending with the story of King Herod killing the baby boys. On Christmas days, most families try to have a better meal than usual. If they can afford it, they will have some meat, normally chicken or pork. The rest of the day spent quietly, maybe sleeping after a busy and late night on Christmas Eve. Amid all these activities and celebrations, we should always bear in mind the real meaning of Christmas. Jesus was born in a humble stable, into a poor family. Simple shepherds were the first witnesses to this event. In this poverty, heaven's glory was made manifest. The church never tires of singing the glory of this night. The Virgin today brings into the world the eternal. The earth offers a cave to the inaccessible. The angels and shepherds praise him, and the Magi advance with a star. For you are born for us, little child, God eternal. Christmas is the gift of Jesus, the way to eternal peace. We all wish you a blessed Christmas and a joyful New Year. We will now pray the novena for the priests.
Prayer for priests from Saint Faustina.
O my Jesus, I beg you, on behalf of the whole church, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shelter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests, for you can do all things. Novena for priests. Jesus, Good Shepherd, you sent us the Holy Spirit to guide your church and lead her faithful to you, through the ministry of your priests. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, grant to your priests wisdom in leading, faithfulness in teaching, and holiness in guarding your sacred mysteries. As they cry out with all the faithful, Abba, Father, may your priests be ever more closely identified with you in your divine sonship, and offer their own lives with you, the one saving victim. Make them helpful brothers of one another and understanding fathers of all your people. Renew in your priests deeper faith, greater trust in you, childlike reliance on our Mother Mary, and unwavering fidelity to the Holy Father and his bishops. Holy Mary, intercede for your priests. Saint Joseph,
protect them.
Saint Michael,
defend them.
Saint John Vianney,
pray for them.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Please send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. Please I will repeat, it's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications. A.J. Loporto, who provided the music. The members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.